What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast, created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go! Listen to the actual Yelp review by Paso Robles Glass from our happy customer. I had a tough time deciding whether it was worth the money to replace my single-pane aluminum windows with new efficient ones. Only so much money and multiple things that could be updated in my house. Brandon and Steven just left my house after spending 2 days putting in all the new Milgard Trinzic windows. Best money I have ever spent. I never imagined new windows could change the look of a house so much. The best part was all the time that Brandon and Steven took, showing pride in their work, making sure I was taken care of as their customer. The customer service they provided made every dollar I spent worth it. I would recommend Paso Robles Glass and their staff to anyone looking to get glass work done. Too bad more companies don't operate and care about their customers like Paso Robles Glass does. A really refreshing experience. Signed by our customer, Eric R.
Paso Robles Glass, the Milgard replacement window masters. Call for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic windows and doors. 805-238-4014.
Hi, this is Susie Anderson. A Better Atascadero supports Joey Arnold, Jody Taylor, and Corinne Coonley for school board. We need school board members whose top priority is teaching reading, writing, and math, and not pushing personal social agendas. Vote for Taylor, Arnold, and Coonley for Atascadero School Board. Paid for by A Better Atascadero.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department warns of imposter phone scam. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo receives over $8 million in federal grants. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solar Ponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security, and don't just go solar, go Solar Ponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Police Department is warning residents of an ongoing phone scam. In a release yesterday, the police department says the scammers in question use technology that spoofs the police department's phone number, even causing the caller ID to display Paso Robles Police Department. The fraudsters then pose as police officers, even using actual badge numbers or real officer names, and say the victims must provide payments to avoid arrests for various claims. The release says these claims include missing jury duty and often demand payment in the form of gift cards. The Paso Robles Police Department reminds residents they would never call individuals with threats of arrests or demands of payment. If you receive a suspicious call and it doesn't seem right, you're encouraged to call the Paso Robles Police Department directly to verify its legitimacy. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo is currently hosting an inaugural prescribed fire training exchange known as T-Rex until October 28th. The training is to offer its attendees experience and training for prescribed hands-on burning. Should the weather permit, T-Rex will take its training outside the classroom and conduct prescribed burning at Harmony Headlands State Park. A release on the event says they have the goal of burning 277 acres of grass and coastal shrub at the park. Travelers nearby should expect some smoky conditions and traffic control in place. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo receiving over $8 million in federal grants. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo School of Education announced they have received two grants from the U.S. Department of Education, totaling over $8 million. The School of Education says these grants will be used to train, recruit, and support more than 1,500 teachers, addressing classroom challenges and teacher shortages. The School of Education says one out of 10 teaching positions in the United States are unfilled or filled by individuals without certification. Around $3.3 million of the grant will be used to support Cal Poly's bilingual responsive instruction, and $4.6 million will go to supporting Cal Poly's innovative support and preparation of inclusive and resilient educators program. The goal of this program is to recruit a more diverse pool of teachers and refine curricula to align with research-based practices in inclusive education. A traffic collision occurred this morning at around 5:55 a.m. in Paso Robles on the 46 East westbound lane in Golden Hill Road. According to the Pulse Point app, the Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services closed this incident at around 6:34 this morning. The incident was a rear-end collision, with no information available at this time regarding injuries. CHP says a two-vehicle traffic incident occurred on northbound U.S. 101 on the 10th Street off-ramp in San Miguel yesterday afternoon. CHP received reports of the incident at about 2:13 p.m., saying one car received front-end damage. Another was in the center divide. Debris and oil spread across both lanes from the incident. One of the cars was reported to be leaking gasoline. CHP says there were two people who sustained minor injuries as a result of the incident. The scene was cleared at around 3:30 p.m., with traffic returning to normal after coming to a crawl. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tonight at 6. On the board's agenda for its information items is a presentation for the district's plan to pursue inclusive excellence. The presentation says inclusive excellence focuses on the expectations and success for students, what groups of students are thriving and why, do students feel comfortable in their environments, what is being taught and how the school district can engage community partners in this work. The agenda says the school district will pursue training plans for junior and high school staff and identify barriers for reaching grade level standards. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. The next County Board of Supervisors meeting is this morning at 9. On the board's agenda is a discussion for assisting with the San Simeon CSD dissolution process. Given the limited resources of the CSD and the need for a comprehensive analysis to LAFCO, county staff and CSD representatives are looking into hiring a firm to assist in completing the application. The firm would conduct a comprehensive analysis of the CSD and allow for both the county and CSD to consider all options and their associated costs for potential dissolution. You can attend today's meeting in person or watch online. The Atascadero Downtown Business Improvement District announced the return of the annual Trick or Treat on Entrada Halloween event. On October 31st from 5 to 8 p.m., dozens of local businesses and nonprofits will come together to host a stunning evening with costumes, treats, and laughter. The evening will also include a showcase of vintage vehicles by the Atascadero Police and Fire Departments. A costume contest will take place as well, with Atascadero Mayor Heather Moreno serving as a judge. The Chamber of Commerce says Entrada Avenue will temporarily be closed to traffic between El Camino Real and Palma Avenue from 5 to 8 p.m. during this event. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the 120th Major League Baseball World Series, is scheduled to start October 25th. The Los Angeles Dodgers will face the New York Yankees. The World Series will have two teams square off in a best-of-seven series. The first two games will start in Dodger Stadium, with games 3-5 at Yankee Stadium. In the NFL for Monday Night Football, the Cardinals beat the Chargers 17-15, the Ravens over the Buccaneers 41-31. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California Headline News. The foster parents who took in several of the Turpin children after they were rescued from their abusive home in 2018, sentenced on child abuse charges. Marcelina Olguin getting 7 years in prison. His wife and daughter getting 4 years probation. Reaction from some of the children through their lawyers.
What about the county? What about CPS? What about ChildNet? That is literally the first thing that numerous Turpin children said to us.
City and county leaders from San Diego and Mexico City discussing binational issues as the new Mexican administration takes office. Supervisor Norma Vargas says collaboration is key.
Only together are we going to be able to move forward and make sure that this binational region is doing what it needs to do, which is make sure that our communities are safe.
One person arrested after police took down a new pro-Palestinian protest encampment at UCLA. University saying about 40 people were given a dispersal order Monday night. Jeff Scott, California News.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hello, this is Michael Rivera. I'm running for Paso Robles City Council against an incumbent who has tripled our city's debt. And guess what? Our roads are still a mess. Thanks to my opponent, the city of Paso Robles is $123 million in debt with interest payments of $6.4 million per year. Where did the $123 million go? It didn't fix our roads. If you want fiscal responsibility, please vote for me in District 3. I'm Michael Rivera. Thank you for listening.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24-7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. Westlands Water District recently secured $2 million through the Natural Resources Conservation Services Water Smart Initiative. Awarded funds will be made available to district growers in the form of block grants up to $450,000 per grower to carry out water conservation and drought resiliency improvements, such as installing irrigation pipelines, micro-irrigation systems, reservoirs, and temporary diversion pumping plants. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on the US 101 northbound lane just north of the Welsona Road intersection. A vehicle hit a deer. The deer is reported to be dead in the center divide. No further information is available at this time. CHP currently has a unit at the scene. Again, there is a traffic incident with no injuries on the US 101 northbound lane just north of Welsona Road. A vehicle hit a deer. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is some clouds on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday into the weekend, mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday next week. Mid-80s starting Thursday, going into Friday and Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, down to the low 70s Monday, then 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 38 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower. Investors are focused on higher interest rates on treasuries, though earnings are mostly upbeat. General Motors profit top forecast. Retail sales in the U.S. were up, and it was making more per car or truck. It's also working on improving its electric vehicle business. GM shares up 3%. 3M is seeing more demand for tech-related products. Earnings were upbeat. 3M shares also up 3%. Verizon shares down 5%. It signed up more subscribers in the recent quarter, but is seeing softer demand for devices. Target shares are lower. It is cutting prices for 2,000 items before the holiday season. And Walmart shares narrowly higher. It will be delivering prescriptions with your online Walmart order. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Hi, Donald Trump Jr. here. I never thought I'd see price fixing as a campaign promise. What's next? Is your 401k or IRA on the left's to-do list? This is why you need to act now and protect your nest egg. I believe gold is the answer. To find out more, get a free info kit from Birch Gold by texting the word SHELTER to the number 989898. Act now to secure your financial future. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 for your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
10 Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
10 Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
10 Miles Motors, Atascadero. Buy the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart now and play golf for only $15 at the Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Play golf for only $15 every Tuesday at any time. And this special rate is good now through March 29th next year. Or you can play golf for $15 every day at Chalk Mountain after 12 noon. Your $125 SLO County Golf Cart gets you a $15 round of golf every day after 1 p.m. at the Morro Bay Golf Course. And the $15 rate is also honored every day between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Dairy Creek. And all these $15 rates are effective now through March 29th, 2025. But there's more. This card also gives you a free round of golf at Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You can celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Purchase the 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
I'm Renelle Baldwin, CEO and founder of Dignified Hope Care. Our company has been providing exceptional care to seniors across the Central Coast from Paso to Orchid for over 8 years. We are the only caregiving company to have all licensed care staff that are EMTs, CNAs, and medical assistants, along with having a nursing staff that can assist in medication management or nursing shift needs. Our company has expanded care needs to include post-op care for plastic surgery patients, new mother care, and now we have a red light therapy room in our downtown SLO office on Marsh Street. This light therapy has been known to stimulate faster healing after surgery and illnesses. Quality and not quantity is how we ensure our patients are best cared for. Call us at 805-510-1234 or go to dignifiedhopecare.com.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer there on El Camino Real at Tascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry at Protecting What Matters. First up will be Henry Rogers, the chief national correspondent from the Daily Caller, reports from the campaign trail in the current state of the presidential race. And then Tascadero Police Corporal Scott Pipin and Dave Belmont, board members of the Tascadero Police Foundation, views of the Central Coast crime and homelessness from the police officer's perspective and other things related. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. There's a little something, well, not a little, but there's always some things. This was issues in the 2024 election and why it is so, it's a concern for many of Americans because a higher percentage, over 50% of Americans at least polled, that they think this is the most important election of their lifetime. Now, we've heard that a few times over, you know, depending your age. Well, so what are some of the top issues among voters? Well, 69% cite five issues that are extremely important to them. Number one is money. money, which not should not be a surprise. And but the truth will come out in the election and see the results even here locally, if money is the main concern. Because as we state often here on the Morning Exchange, many of us can't understand why people vote to allow government to take more money from them when government has done a very good job over the years of proving to us that they can't handle the money we give them. So the economy is number one on a higher percentage. Healthcare comes in at number two. Supreme Court appointees, foreign policy, violent crime, immigration. Now, of the 10 that are on the list here, below immigration is gun policy, abortion, racial and ethnic inequality. That's what the term they use. And then, right at the bottom, climate change. Viewers say climate change is very important to them. But the economy is by far number one, where 68% of these polled, I don't know how many, okay, let me see, 8 in 10 registered, 81% say the economy will be very important to their vote in the 2024 presidential election. Of course, that may be interesting to see what they describe as economy. Some may describe economy as what the government can give to them. But at least that's up there, and I just find it that abortion and climate change are near the bottom. You would think that based on, the mainstream media, that those would be the among the top, but they're not. So speaking of that, is the Biden administration, as you are aware, the Biden-Harris administration, remember, if you go back several months, they announced a final rule in March to require 2/3 of car sales to be EVs within years, X amount of years. And I think it's 2032 or 35, maybe 32. This Environmental Protection Agency, the act announced several months ago to set new emission standards that would require up to 2/3 of new car sales to be electric by 2032. The new standards would affect light-duty vehicle manufacturers, independent commercial importers, alternative fuel converters, and manufacturers and converters of medium-duty vehicles. That's according to the final rule. Now, why is this somewhat repetitive? Well, because Harris has said she's for the middle class. Now, the idea that you're going to force people to buy $75,000 to $80,000 cars is going to mean a lot of Americans won't be able to afford to buy a car if you continue with those mandates. Think about that. Now, not all of them are that much, but they're expensive vehicles. It says here, the average electrical vehicle costs more than $56,000 as of September of this year. Now, that's according to Kelley Blue Book. Now, the average middle-class American earns 2/3 or double the median national household income, which stands at about $80,000. That's according to the Census Bureau. Given the current median, the middle-class income today ranges from about 53 going up. So you're going to force people to buy cars that are extremely expensive and out of their reach. And surveys after surveys suggest that most middle class Americans are not currently looking to purchase an electric vehicle. Okay. Only 5% of middle-income Americans own an electrical vehicle. And they don't say whether those of that 5%, if they have family or not. So, again, this is more government ramming something down your throat that you don't want and you can't afford. All right? Now, on the other side of that is they're ready to roll. And this has to do with self-driving trucks are here. And this article that I came across points out of all the great things that this is going to do. It's going to ensure that there is a future, at least for humanity. These autonomous trucks can help fight climate change by reducing the fuel consumption. And according to this, the self-driving trucks could cut fuel use by 13 to 32%. Now, this is pretty big because this is a $1 trillion business in the United States alone, where for all the trucks you see. I mean, we see them all over the place. And so it goes on to talk about this a little bit. Doesn't sell that the self-driving technology can fight climate change by increasing energy efficiency and reducing emissions in the supply chain and making the roads safer. Okay. They don't mention the cost of these vehicles and what that's going to do to the cost of the goods that deliver these vehicles. But also, just think about all the things that truck drivers do along their route, the places they stop to do things, get their food, lodge, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If it's that big of an industry, what would it do to the industries along the highways? Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Makes me think of the new house I bought in 2005, 2006. The mandate at that time, I don't know, California or countywide or something, probably California, was that fluorescent light had to be installed in each kitchen and bathroom. So they were the worst lights, you know, and the house, the developer had gone and got some cheap fluorescent under cabinet lighting and bolted them under the kitchen cabinets there, and they were horrible. You know, they flickered, the color was bad, you name it. They took a long time to warm up, and but that was a mandate because fluorescent lights was gonna you know, make Al Gore happy. But now, you know, the market itself, you know, came out with an LED light and made them viable and cheap, and they used way less electricity, and you know, the color options and everything else, they instantly turn on. It just makes me laugh. Right now, the bathroom fixtures are failing, and you can't buy the light bulb anymore. And so we have to go into the attic and replace the fixture behind the drywall and in order to update that light.
So that cost a little bit of cash to be able to do that. But the newer lights last longer, don't they?
Yeah, they last longer. The upfront price is a little bit, you know, it's more. I mean, I say a couple of four-letter words every time I have to buy those things because it's just, you know, $12, $13, $14, whatever it is for a light bulb. But no, they're getting better, and you know, that's a true example of where government says you're going to do this, but the market figured it out on their own. And much, I believe, by the time a mandate would take effect, 2032, 2035, whatever it is, even though they're cramming it down our throat right now, I think there's going to be other fuels available, you know, hydrogen, ammonia. You know, there may be something closer to diesel or gas or something, too. You know, electricity may be a way. I don't think, you know, looking back, you know, 20 years from now, we're going to look at it and say, oh, yeah, the electric thing didn't work out.
Well, okay, when you talk about other than what we know is, I'll just say gas, but you're thinking of some kind of something from the ground, right? Well, you said
possibly, yeah. You know, natural gas is making some inroads. The infrastructure's not there. It may not have the power to weight unit that diesel fuel does. But ammonia and hydrogen and ammonia are making great advances.
All right, now to be able to, and no pun intended, to fuel our economy, that would take a large investment from these companies, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Considering the political climate, would they want to risk? Because you're probably going to have to fight environmental groups.
Correct. Yeah, they're going to take their business elsewhere. They're going to, you know, the path of least resistance. You'll probably see possibly, you know, a different state. I don't know if they may even choose a different country because of the politics at the national level.
Well, okay, so do we want to rely on you know, such a huge part of our economy from another country? Like, you know, there are great concerns about the materials for the batteries for these electric cars, because China has majority of the world stakeholders on the type of components that are needed for the batteries.
Correct. Yeah, no, we don't want to rely on them. I wouldn't want to. You know, they're learning that the hard way with product shortages through the pandemic that you couldn't get a can't get a microchip. You can't, there was medication shortages. We definitely want to onshore as much of that as possible.
Well, this goes back to the basic question we've had, and including last hour, as the gentleman, the first caller today, pointed out. Let the market dictate where it goes.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's. I think that's what we're going to end up seeing here with the other power sources coming along for these cars. The infrastructure is not there. Go ahead.
But if the government's fighting it, how do we fight that? Because they're not allowing the market to do it. They're telling us, you've got to do this in your house. You've got to put these kind of windows in your house. You've got to put this type of roof on your house. And now you're going to have to buy this kind of car. That's not the market.
Yeah,
so when you have the government imposing those rules, and government gives you or else, how do we fight that?
At the ballot box.
Well, I agree. However, we may have to fight this at the ballot box because the people that voted allowed these people to come up with these edicts, or I'll call them dictates, to us that you better do this or else. So we're
the unelected. Yeah,
not all of them are unelected. Sure, there's a lot of committees and so forth, and that pass down the regulations, which I thought the Supreme Court said they couldn't do. But in the state of California, that doesn't seem to matter. But again, I guess my point is, in a state like California, when you have the people that elect these people in and then choose those on those boards to do this, are these people going to then turn around and vote to change it?
No, that's the problem here. They're never going to get it to go back the other way.
Well, I hope you're wrong. I may be on the same page for you, but for crying out loud, if the economy is number one on people's list, why don't they understand that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's they're a lot of them are, uninformed voters. They don't read through propositions. They'll take it at the name of the proposition and not actually read it, because those are all deceitful now.
Yeah, they're reading the headlines. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and as you guys have said here before, there's civics are not taught anymore. I think on purpose, that people just go along to get along.
Well, that sounds good in a Disney movie, but that's not real life.
Absolutely,
it's just it's extremely frustrating, but. We'll see if we remain frustrated 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Sent some more money to some of the candidates here the other day, and I'm one of the bigger ones I'm looking at is the Senate. So, if we can get Steve Garvey in, yes.
How about local? How about locally?
Locally, thinking about my ballot. I don't have a school district or a city council on my ballot because of where I live I'm in the city, but my district doesn't have any. We need to, I wish the city was not a district, but we need to get rid of, the incumbents.
Okay. So you're in favor of, getting rid of, Gregory and Roden.
Yes. And then turn comes up, he's got to go
to. You cut out. Did you say Hammond?
Yeah, when his turn comes up, he's got to go to.
Well, maybe interesting to think about this. Let's just suppose that Gregory and Roden are gone. And I don't know when Mayor Hammond's seat is up, maybe next year or the year after, but do you think he might just may not want to stay because of that?
Yeah, maybe packs his bags, or it becomes true, a true city council again, where there's some differing opinions, and you can't just have the good old boys club or what have you there. I'm really upset that this district thing, that there may be somebody in town that would like to run against Fred Strong, but he doesn't have anybody opposing him because it's narrowed down to his district. I think that's part of the problem. You know, he's only 25% of the residents are in his district, so otherwise he may have an opponent as well. I don't dislike everything Fred Strong's done. There's been a few things we disagreed upon, and but you know, the time has come. There's kind of like a term limit. You know, get in, get out, and put somebody else in there.
What do you think if somebody is running for an office? Well, I'll just say re-election, and the chances are extremely high that they will not be able to fulfill the obligation of the 4 years because of health reasons. What would you think of that if somebody knew that, but they ran anyway?
I think it's unmoral. It's not right. It's selfish. We would have seen it with Biden here, but he got forced out by his own party. You know, I know Fred Strong's getting up there in years. You know, I hope I look half as good as he does when I get that age. So, but you know, let's get some fresh blood in. And when you're that age, you should have your grandkids pouring sand on your toes at the beach. You know, I mean, enjoy the time.
Well, it would be another case if something, of being appointed again. So that, again, that's another reason why this election locally here is important.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
All right, sir, we got to go, but I appreciate your call.
All right, have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Atascadero Downtown Business Improvement District announced the return of the annual Trick or Treat on Entrada Halloween event. From 5 to 8 p.m. on October 31st, dozens of local businesses and nonprofits will come together to host a stunning evening with costumes, treats, laughter, and a costume contest. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo is currently hosting an inaugural prescribed fire training exchange known as T-Rex until October 28th. The training offers hands-on training for prescribed burns, and should weather permit, T-Rex will take its training outside the classroom and conduct hands-on prescribed burns at Harmony Headlands State Park. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 2 weeks to Election Day, 15 million Americans have voted already, and early voting starts today in four more states.
It's time to stand up and save your country.
Well, President Trump there addressing faith leaders in North Carolina. Vice President Harris says Trump won't have as many people holding him back this time if he wins.
The Supreme Court essentially told the former president he will be immune from anything he does in office.
She was in Wisconsin, one of three events with former House Republican Liz Cheney. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in Israel.
Hezbollah says it launched dozens of rockets into Israel just hours ahead of Secretary of State Blinken's arrival here to push for a ceasefire and a peace deal.
Fox's Matt Finn in Tel Aviv. An Israeli military base was targeted near there. America's listening to Fox News.
Can a man get pregnant?
Yes, a man, if their gender identity is male, they can get pregnant.
You have just heard a discussion that took place at the Atascadero School Board meeting on September the 17th. Those were the words of Matt Pinion, who is running for re-election.
Hi, I'm Jody Taylor.
And I'm Joey Arnold.
And we are both running for seats on the Atascadero School Board.
According to the 2023 U.S. News and World Report, at the Atascadero Middle School, only 54% of students tested at or above proficient level in reading, and only 33% in math.
And at the high school, there was only 50% proficiency in reading and 20% in math.
We believe that the school board meeting should focus on curriculums that will improve academic achievement at our schools.
Please vote for Jody Taylor
and Joey Arnold
for the Atascadero School Board on or before November 5th. Paid for by Joey Arnold and Jody Taylor for the 2024 Atascadero School Board.
You know that reaction that people have on TV when they get to the newly remodeled bathroom? That wow moment is key when it comes to loving your remodel. Hi, this is Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where we pride ourselves on providing our customers and contractors with shower enclosures that wow and last. No matter your taste or budget, A1 Glass has all of the top-of-the-line shower enclosures. Plus, our showroom is filled with options, so you can see it for yourself. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
I'm Kenny Enney. Trustees are elected to provide direction and oversight for our district, but years of weak leadership have left our students uninspired and graduates unprepared. Our campuses have fallen into disrepair and our finances are in disarray, but we can turn things around. With strong leadership, we can help lead PRJUSD to be the district of excellence our community deserves. We will establish standards and hold the district accountable. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJUSD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Delightful day. Sunshine, upper 80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. Upper 80s again on Wednesday. Mid-80s Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Low 80s Sunday. Then Monday and Tuesday and next week, low 70s. Today's UV index will be 4. Up and down. 7:16 a.m., 6:19 p.m. And we are at 37 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. The right choice, KPRL, just about 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank on the corner of 16th and Spring. Bank on better. Well, 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 it is almost here. The 63rd annual Paso Robles Christmas Light Parade on the 7th of December at 6. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening, is the theme. And, of course, you need to get your entry form in to the Main Street office and get a hold of the Main Street office and make sure you'll have to call to verify your entry was received. Don't assume they got it. Entries are due by November 19th. And it'll be here before you know it. Hope Lutheran Church is excited to welcome the community to its third annual Harvest Festival, a free family event featuring trunk or trigger treating and games for kids of all ages. The festivities will take place Friday the 26th. That's this. Well, Friday the 20th. It says October 26th here, but on my calendar, the 26th says Saturday. So. Somebody from that could please let me know through the email, kevin@kprl.com. It's from 4 to 6:30 at the Hope Lutheran Church on San Gabriel Road in Atascadero. So, again, if you can let me know the correct date or day, I would appreciate it. Okay, one of the headlines here says Saturday, October 26th, and the other part of this letter says Friday the 26th. So I am not going to assume which it is. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. All righty, 7 minutes away from 8 at the right choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Fine jewelry, don't forget. Trade in your old gold and silver for new jewelry or some cash. All right, on our local celebrity list today, leading it off is Christopher Robinson, Scott Cowan, Jeremiah Vaughn, it says Sal Morfin, Anita Marquez, and, well, looky here, Garrick and Tara Keats are having another anniversary back in Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, I believe, someplace like that. On my right-hand side, here we go with some folks you probably have heard of. Maybe. Giovanni Martinelli. I'm not talking about the landscaping company, the opera singer. 1885-1969. Curly Howard of the Three Stooges, 1903-1952. Constance Bennett, very fine actress, 1904. Passed away in 1965, one of the great baseball players, sluggers of all time. The Beast, Double X, Jimmy Fox, 1907-1967. Boots Mallory, the actress, 1913-1958. Very good actress, Joan Fontaine, 1917 2003. Mitzi Green, the actress, 1920, 1969, everybody's favorite psychological and professor from Harvard. LSD, Timothy Leary, 1920, 1996. Basketball Hall of Famer, played with a couple of teams. And Lakers, four NBA championships, 1925. Slater Martin, he died in 2012. Bobby Seale, co-founder of the Black Panthers, 1936. Derek Jacobi, the actor, 1938. Christopher Lloyd from Taxi and, of course, from Back in the Future. And also he was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, 1938. Billy J. Kramer in the Dakotas, Ray Jones, 1939, passed away in 2000. Tony Roberts, the actor, 1939. Annette Funicello, Musketeer, Mickey Mouse Club and singer, 1942, 2013. Not a bad picture. Cecil Upshaw, 1942, 1995. She, I guess, was an actress. Catherine Deneuve, 1943. I Fought the Law and the Law Won. Bobby Fuller, 1943, 1966. John Wetzel, he wasn't a bad hoopster. He was born in 1944. Eddie Brigati of the Young Rascals, 1946. Butch Gorey, not a bad hockey player, 1949. Jeff Goldblum, 1952. Jamie Quirk, baseball, 1954. Brian Botano, gold medalist, figure skater, 1963. That's when he was born. And who else do we have on here? Robinson Cano, former Yankee, signed that, well, it was a good contract for him, but he went to a loser team. Mariners. He was born in 1982, and that is it. All right, let's see here. Passing away on this day, good for this guy. The inventor of the popsicle, Frank Epperson, he died in 1983, patented in 1924. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Really enjoyed those things. Also passing away on this day, who do we have? Peter Sklar. He was a pretty good actor. He passed away in 2021. This guy was out of his mind, and I mean it in a good way, comedian. And the show, Milton Soupman, Soupy Sales. He passed away in 2009. The actor Arthur Hill, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, 2006. And Cleavon Little, remember the sheriff in Blazing Saddles, a great performance. He passed away in 1992. All right, ladies and gentlemen, going to the top of the list today. This is fairly easy, but I just want you to listen to the numbers. This is home runs and RBIs. 33, 118, 37, 156, 31, 20, 58, 169, 48, 164, 44, 130, 36, 115, an off year. 41, 143, 36, 127, 50, 175. That's not too bad. That is not too bad. And the RBI, well, you'll get the batting average. Let's see here, 328, 354, 335, 364, 356, 334, 346, 338, 349, 360. The guy was a power hitter. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And for his career. 9-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champion, 3-time MVP, Triple Crown winner, batting champion 2 times, home run leader 4 times, RBI leader 3 times. His lifetime number is batting average, 325, 2,600 hits, 534 home runs, over 1,900 RBIs. That's why they called him the Beast. He's going to the top of the list. Jimmy Fox.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tonight at 6. On the board's agenda for its information items is a presentation for the district's plan to pursue inclusive excellence, parts of which will train staff to address racism when it is heard. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. CHP says a 2-vehicle traffic incident occurred on northbound US 101 on the 10th Street off-ramp in San Miguel yesterday afternoon. The incident occurred at around 2:13 p.m. with 2 people sustaining minor injuries. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Okay, 30 or more home runs for 12 consecutive seasons, and he drove in more than 100 runs in 13 consecutive years. He passed away, choked, in 1967 at the age of 59. A character from the Tom Hanks movie. I forget the name of it. I watch it all the time. Anyway, it's based on his life. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.